Dear FSG, I fixed on the irrational notion that you would publish my collection when I read somewhere that old Giroux liked to curse. Or was it Strauss? I knew then yours was a real house with its fabulous writers and glorious poets. I'm recalling Cocteau's Orpheus's joke before the tribunal that these differ. I'm rhyming because I'm under the spell of Ooga Booga. Not my fault. Blame Seidel. My manuscript needs a seasoned reader. Contests with 20-something screeners aren't cutting it. Once I was pretty, but now the portrait in the attic is 60, though I seem young, teaching those contagious undergrads. In fact, I teach too much and share. I'm going mad loving a husband who doesn't wear his wedding ring, a dog and cat and 3 grown offspring. One resides in Brooklyn, because my Atman belongs to poetry. My rabbi is Whitman, my therapist Dickinson. When I lost my dog, I prayed on a hilltop to Blake, God's analog, and got her back from the woods. I'm choosing to ignore the magnitude of your slush pile, hoping an editor can liberate FSG style. Please, 2 manuscripts are pushing up and it's late. More poems and a study of Harpo. I need this off my plate. With language only in her bag of tricks, and with no agent but herself, yours truly, Charlene Fix.